I want, if I can get you to just, these are just pronunciation names, but some of the states in the West. The state we're in right now is called
Colorado.
Okay. And the state above us is
Wyoming.
Okay. Now, what do folks who live in Colorado, what do they call themselves collectively?
Colorado.
Okay. And how about people from Wyoming?
Well, they're Wyoming.
Okay.
Wyomingites or something.
Okay. How about the state above?
Montana.
Okay. The one east of it?
Idaho.
Okay. And the two next to Idaho there?
Washington and Oregon.
Okay. And the big state up above them that's...
Canada.
Yes.
Canada.
Yeah. Okay. And then the one that's right next to Canada.
Alaska?
Yeah. Now, down below Oregon there is that long state along the coast.
California?
Yes. And the place where they do a lot of gambling, that state?
Nevada.
Yes. And then down below Nevada is...
Arizona?
Yes. And...
New Mexico?
Yes. And, the state to the west of Colorado is...
Kansas.
Okay. And how about on the other side of Colorado? Between Nevada and Colorado.
Utah.
You mean west of Colorado?
Yes.
Utah.
I'm sorry. I mixed up with my geography. Now, all of us in America together, we're called what?
Americans.
Okay. Now, and people from Canada would be called what?
Canadians.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called anything else?
No, I never did.
People making fun of them?
They call them Canucks.
Canucks?
Not here, though. They're Canadians. Okay. We never had too many, but they were Canadians. Okay. We always admired them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about Mexicans? What are people from Mexico are called what?
Mexicans.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called anything else?
Oh, yes. Lots of things.
What are some of the things that they're called?
Wetbacks.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wetbacks.
Yeah.
And spics. That's another word they use. Okay. Uh-huh. Were there many of them in this area?
Not too many, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming in to work. Well, they're only people who work the fields anymore.
Yeah, kind of doing migrant workers. Workers. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have any black people in this area?
Yes, in the early days.
Really? Mm-hmm. Were they working in the mines?
No, not. They were not miners.
Mm-hmm.
In Black Hawk, they were. Kept boarding houses, and then they done washing. In Central, there was Clara who kept a boarding house and done cooked for the miners, and that was the first place the Methodist Church met, was in her house.
And she was
a colored slave that had run away from the South underground.
My goodness.
And because they had sold her daughter, and she ran away, and she got to Colorado, and Colorado was a free state.
Mm.
And she came up here and cooked and done washing and made a living.
Oh, my goodness.
And the history that they tell in the church there, she finally found her daughter.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And got reunited with
them? Yes, that's the history.
I didn't even know that.
And we had a family of blacksmiths. They shod horses, and their names were and they lived in Central. Then there was the who built the house, and up there back of the church in Central, back of the courthouse,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were colored people. And he worked for a banker.
Mm.
And he invested his money in building that Lee house.
Sound like really prominent citizens of the, yes. of the
uh-huh.
town.
Then they were several more families. Uh-huh.
People would call them, though, people would have called them coloreds. That's what people would have called them. And,
yeah, they call them colored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wondered if they ever referred to them as Negroes.